Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my co-host, Joe Truini. And yes, you're at the right place for the most practical, most realistic, current home improvement information you'll find anywhere. This week, like every week, we've got it stacked up for you. A lot of calls coming in, a lot of emails, a lot of information. During this first hour, we want to talk about rebuilding old wood windows. Is it really worth it? How hard is it? Boy, I've done that many times. We'll share with you a few tricks on what you can do to revive all of those wood windows. And also, what happens when a house sits vacant for a while? Do you have to really do anything? What about the plumbing? What about the air conditioning? We've got a couple things that we're going to share with the homeowner that you might need to consider before you just go right in there and turn everything back on. Also, we're going to be talking about garage doors. It's amazing how much a garage door can add to your home and your home's value. Might surprise you that it's the number one ROI home improvement expenditure in a recent poll. We're going to talk to a pro from Wayne Dalton Garage Doors about a few things as far as technology and how it can affect that. Of course, we got lots of emails, lots of calls. And Joe, I know you got us a simple solution coming up in a bit.
I do indeed. We often talk about, Danny, how when you're doing a remodeling project or fixing up your home, you have to be careful not to cause more damage than you are improvements. And so I have a quick tip on how to prevent any damage to the walls, particularly dry, sheetrock walls, when removing baseboard molding or really any molding in your home.
Oh, fantastic. Look forward to that. And hey, we want to hear from you. If you have any questions whatsoever, you can give us a call on the Today's Homeowner Hotline, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at any time, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Well, I guess I need to get the elephant out of the room here, Joe.
Okay.
I know that a lot of our listeners may have heard that after about 1,000 television shows, 800 radio shows, traveling over 1.5 million miles and 45 years in business, I've decided to retire, or maybe kind of semi-retire, because it's not going to be that quick. Our television show has wrapped up productions and we'll be airing our last show of our 25th season and the last Today's Homeowner show on broadcast television the first week in September. Of course, we'll continue our whole entire library streaming on a variety of channels like Roku and Tubi and Xumo and Freevee and lots of others like that that we'll continue telling you about. But the radio show will continue until the end of the year. So nothing to be concerned about there. We still have plenty of time to help you with any of the challenges that you might be having around your home. And no, Today's Homeowner is not going away. It's just the business model is changing a bit. We're going to focus on all of the streaming channels because they've been really doing very, very well for us. And since I have such a large library, we'll be able to put all of those out there for you to enjoy all of the 25 years of work we've done. Of course, todayshomeowner.com is still available to you. Checking in with Chelsea. Chelsea will continue her brand. And of course, social media, you'll continue seeing some of the things we're doing behind the scenes as we go along. But I'll kind of step back. Chelsea will kind of step forward in managing the company. And who knows, Joe, I might be able to send you a few pictures of fish that I catch instead of just seeing pictures that you catch, okay?
Yeah, well, I look forward to that. And maybe you and I now will have many more chances to go fishing. I've often said, Danny's the hardest work man in home improvement, and I've worked with a lot of people in home improvement. I've been in it since 1983. I've worked with Danny for over 20 years. So if anyone deserves to retire on his own terms, which a lot of people don't get to do, it's Danny Lipford. So I've been a proud member of doing my small part of the Today's Homeowner brand. More importantly, I'm thrilled to be Danny's friend, and I'm sure that's going to continue moving forward.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to that and looking forward to be able to get up to Connecticut a little bit more. And even though I have traveled extensively, there's still a few places I want to back by and share with Sharon and so forth. But I'll tell you, since this was announced days ago or a week ago, I've gotten hundreds and hundreds of emails and Facebook posts and so forth. And I really appreciate each and every one of them. Actually, I'm attempting attempting to answer every one of them.
You're going to have plenty of time to.
I know. It might take me a little while to get back around that. But I did have one I wanted to read here that's relevant to the radio show here. This came in from Bob Foley. Said, a few years back, I was on your Saturday radio show. I had questions about priming some plastic shutters on my Cape Cod house. Mm-hmm. You recommended bonding primer, which I applied to all but some of the last shutter. Guess what? All of them look great several years later, except for the bottom half of that one shutter where I ran out of the quart of the recommended bonding primer. You hit the nail right on the spot. Thank you so much, and enjoy your retirement. If you come by Cape Cod, well, we'll head out and catch some fish. Thank you very much for that wonderful email, Bob. And if you would like to send an email about this or anything that we talk about, you can do so by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. So there's been very, very interesting reading a lot of those, and people saying that they'll miss me and that, you know, some of the things that they've done and things like that. It seemed a bit permanent, you know, whereas I don't feel like I didn't appreciate, you know, we do appreciate tips that come in.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm not sure I appreciated the one that came in about how to prevent your rocking chair from squeaking. And I know that was you or a producer, Corey. Somebody in Sidetrack sent me that joke thing there. But that was
it's when you're squeaking more than the rocking chair. That's when you have to be concerned. Yeah.
Well, I hear a lot of people that have retired and it's done very well for them, and others that didn't like it very well. I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit still. I'll always,
of course,
always do some. I got lots and lots of projects all over. I've got three girls that all have three houses, and all of them have a dad list on their refrigerators for me. So never a dull moment. I can just hit one, go to the other, go like we talk about the bridge painter, you know.
That's
You paint, get in the truck and go back and go to where you started. So I have a feeling that will take place. Plus, I got four grandkids and one another one coming in with my middle daughter in less than a month. So yeah, there will be no idle time around here.
But that's right. Well, you're not an idle time kind of person either. Neither am I. Danny and I look forward to our vacations. We get on vacation one day and it's like, okay, now what? We start looking around. How long can I lay on this beach? You know, let's find something to do.
I know.
So congratulations again, buddy. You
deserve
it.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we'll keep things rolling. I appreciate all the good words that we hear. And again, you know, if you have any question or if you want to share anything with us, or certainly a tip other than keeping your rocking chair from squeaking, we would we'd love to be able to hear it. And again, I'll share with you. todayshomeowner.com/ask is where you can send us emails or any comments. And certainly if you want to pick up the phone and leave us any comment or question, you can do that as well. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-946-4420. So, Joe, what about you? I'm sure people have asked you from time to time, even though you don't look like it's time to retire. Have you ever thought about it?
I have, and it's coming up quickly, and especially as everyone I'm working with is retiring. It's like I keep looking around. It's like, well, what am I going to do if I'm the last Mohican standing, you know? So, I mean, I've thought about it. You know, I mean, I'm working now because I really enjoy it. And, you know, being here on the radio with you, you know, for the last few years has been great. You and I often talk about this is the one that we have 2 hours each week where no one's bothering us.
Kind of an escape, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll talk about time. I ran across a statistic I wanted to share with you. This just quickly, listen to this. We often hear about a million or a billion or a trillion. People throw these numbers around, whether it's the government or booksellers or whoever, right? So I'll just give you a little perspective, Danny, since you're on the verge of retirement. 1 million seconds ago was 11 days ago, right? So if you think of a million seconds is about 11 days ago. A billion seconds ago was 31 years. So we're going back to, what would that be? 1992, something like that. So that'd be a billion seconds is 31 years. Now a trillion, get a hold of this, a trillion seconds is almost 32,000 years ago.
Wow.
And when you think about the relationship between a million, a billion, and a trillion, I mean, there are a lot of space in between. So yeah. I wish you a trillion seconds of retirement fun. So So good luck.
Well, it should be a lot of fun and a lot of challenges. But we've got radio show to do here. The Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk about rebuilding old wood windows and what's involved in it. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, so it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe weather like hurricanes far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a wide variety of styles and colors to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com/todayshomeowner.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
You know, Joe and I are so proud of all of the wonderful radio stations that carry the Today's Homeowner Radio Show each and every week, like this one in good old Battle Creek, Michigan, WBCK 95.3 FM. Especially hello to everybody there in and around Battle Creek, Michigan. We want to hear from you, 800-946-4420, or you can send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going over to Illinois and checking in with Peter. Peter, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house and all of these windows that you're looking at.
Yes, I have 21 double-hung windows. The sash cords on many windows have broken. I usually use a wood shim to keep the bottom window open or the top window from falling down. Now I am looking to repair these sash cords when I notice that I don't have a pocket weight access door on any of them. I wouldn't like to cut 84 access panels.
No.
If I remove the two screws that hold the pulley, is there any way to fish the weight out of the window cavity?
Well, I tell you, all of the windows are a little bit different. I have I've dealt with hundreds and hundreds of them. Boy, you have to take a lot of patience, but it's pretty gratifying when you have a window that's all stuck and kind of wonky and not working really well, and you get it all to where it works like it did when it was first installed. Now, generally, there will be an access panel on the inside of the frame, and it'll usually be about an inch and a half wide, probably 14 or 15 inches tall, and it'll have a couple screws in it. Now, very often, they get painted over with so many coats of paint you can't find it, but generally, there's one right in the track running vertically on the left and the right. So you're not able to find any of those at all, huh?
No, I haven't. I don't know if the manufacturer at the time thought the sash cords would last forever, or the guy who installed the windows didn't, put one in. But I looked at all the windows, and I don't see any access panel, any screws that I could remove.
Okay. Well, last time I ran into that, I actually had to remove the vertical trim on each side of the window, and I just cut around it, scored around it carefully, found whatever nails I could, and I used a nail set to set them in so that I could pull the board off. Still was a challenge because of all of the paint that was on it, but then it completely exposes the pulley up high, and then your window weight will probably be laying there in the bottom there. And just clean all of that out, and sometimes you can reattach the cord, but most of the time you'll want to go ahead and redo the cord, make sure that pulley's working well. But to gain that access, I think if you don't find it on the inside of the frame, you'll need to take those trim pieces off real carefully, in a careful way so that you can reuse them. But that'll give you plenty of access on it, and hopefully it comes off and goes back on fairly easy for you.
Okay.
Hey, Peter, I have another suggestion that, my first thought is that, you know, they're just completely painted over. But if you have 21 windows, meaning 42 jams, you probably would see at least one of them. So if you're sure It's not simply painted over. The stops, the vertical stops that hold the sash in place, you know what those are, right? Those are just the pieces of wood on the inside of the side jams. Those are often screwed in place with screws that are meant to be removed. And it's because they have a large washer, usually like a finish washer and a large head screw in there. Now, if you have that, you'd need to remove those stops, and those and that gains will gain you access to that interior void. They don't have those types of windows, don't have the access panel you're looking for, which is very common. The ones that Danny was talking about, 95% of windows have those little panels, but there are some of them, depending on the age of the window, that just has the stop. And you have to remove these stops. And again, those screws are there to be so you can have access to them. And if you remove the stops, you'll see there'll be an opening that will expose that void on either side, which will allow you to pull out the weight and restring it with new rope. So that's the only thing I could tell you to do is pull off those stops and take a look.
One other question I have, if I could.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little extra research, I've looked at these standard balances from Pullman Manufacturing that attach on the top where the pulley would be.
Mm-hmm.
My question is that they're very expensive. But the other thing I thought of, it'd be a lot cheaper if I could buy the weights. Could I put another weight in that window cavity? Because at some time, if there was, like I say, there's no access door,
right,
that they would have used the pulley opening to put it in there.
Yeah. So you're talking about replacing the original weight that's now down, has broken off and is down inside the wall with another weight?
Yes.
But how would you get the weight in, though, with no access panel? How would you get the weight in there?
That's what I'm saying. That sometimes they would have had to do it. Wouldn't they have put it through where the pulley opening is?
Yeah, well, they would put it would obviously be there when they slid the window into place. You know, so they wouldn't string it, you know, once the window's in place. So the window would go in place with the pulley and the rope and the weight. And that's why there has to be an access. I've never heard of a window that didn't have an access, either a panel that you see screwed to the side of the jam, or it's behind those stops, as I said. I've never heard of a window. I'm not saying they've never built a window with no access, but those are cotton ropes, and you know, they haven't made a window like that in over 50 years. Nobody expected them to last forever. So I just can't imagine there wasn't some access built into these windows.
Okay. Well, my other thing was, could they be on the front part where the trim piece is or whatever?
Yeah, that's what Danny was saying, remove the casing. But I mean, that would be the last. I can't imagine they would expect to remove the casing from the window.
I think if you took just one of those front pieces of trim off, you'll be able to see a little bit more of the anatomy of it, and that might tip you off on exactly where the access is that might allow you to access it as it should be and not have to take that trim off other windows. So I think that would be the first step, is really get a really good light in there, drop cloth, and just try to carefully remove that one, and it'll probably explain the rest of what you'll need to do.
Okay.
Well, Peter, thanks so much for being with us, and best of luck on it. That's a pretty big job, but what a great feeling it'll be when you get it over your shoulder.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, our pleasure. Thanks, Peter. Hey, let's go right to some emails here. I have one from Susan in Iowa. I have a tongue and groove wooden plank ceiling in our living room. It's stained dark brown, has a coat of polyurethane over the stain. We'd like to brighten up the room a little bit, and we don't want to rip down all of the wood planks. Do you think we could just paint over them? I'm afraid the paint might not stick to the old urethane. Thank you for any suggestions. Well, without a doubt, if you just painted it now urethane and it having somewhat of a shiny finish to it is not the kind of surface you want to apply any paint to. And so what you're going to have to do is some light sanding. You just kind of want to sand it a little bit, probably with 100 grit paper, and then wipe it down really good with a tack cloth to make sure there's no dust on it. And that's probably all that's necessary for you to apply a really good primer. And don't go cheap on the primer. I would go with a bonding primer. Apply it real nice and even. You don't have to put a heavy coat on it. Allow it to dry according to the manufacturer's recommendation, and then proceed on with some acrylic latex paint. You'll probably want to go with either an eggshell finish or a satin finish on that, and I would figure on a couple coats. But the acrylic latex should last a long time. Also, consider other colors than just white. I'll tell you, the hot color right now still remains is a light gray. And a lot of times you'll put those grays on. They don't look gray until they dry. We did that on a set of kitchen cabinets recently, and it ends up having a much richer look. But, you know, the wood ceiling's something we all love, Joe, but after having them a while, people do get tired of them a little bit.
Yeah, I guess they do, and they're always looking to update the look of the room. And Susan doesn't mention if these are V-groove, tongue groove planks, which they typically are. So I would recommend, you know, fill in. Those would be a little tricky because if you just roll on paint, obviously you're not going to get roll paint into those V-grooves. So you're going to have to get a small brush to put on not only the primer, but then the top coat as well into those V-grooves.
Hey, coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio, we're going to talk about what do you need to do if a house is sitting for quite a while? Do you need to do anything special before you turn on the power and turn on the water? We'll talk about it when we come back. Again, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes, and by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
Welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, if you have an in-ground irrigation system, you know how frequently you need to adjust the sprinkler control to keep from watering, you know, wasting water or having those high water bills. Now, the folks at Ratio do know that as well, and that's why they developed their new R3 Smart Sprinkler Controller. Now, this device works with an app to help you run your sprinklers, set up coming schedules, and also look at your estimated outdoor water usage. Their Weather Intelligence Plus feature automatically skips unnecessary waterings for things like rain, or excessive winds, or freezing conditions. Now, this means you could see up to a 30 to 50% savings on your monthly water bill. And because the app is tied to the control box, you can also make changes yourself from anywhere you have your phone. Plus, the system is compatible with Alexa, Google Home, and other voice control applications. So to check out this unique smart sprinkler control, you can head over to HomeDepot.com because we don't want to waste any more water than we have to. It's not uncommon to be driving down the road and see someone with their sprinkler on, making sure it looks like they're trying to make their sidewalk grow.
Yeah. You know, it's like, then they wonder, why are weeds growing between the control joints of the sidewalk?
Exactly.
Because you're watering it. That's why.
Well, it's always good to turn those, you know, to manually work those sprinklers from time to time and just walk around because grass grows over it. Things happen to them. They get, you know, they get damaged by lawnmowers. There's a lot of things that a lot of abuse they go under. And if they're just spewing water straight up in the air, not doing anything or anybody any good, especially your pocketbook. Hey, right now we're going back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline to Louisiana. Joanne is on the line. Joanne, how can we help you? And thanks for being on the show.
I have some plumbing issues. I have a 27-year-old house that I have original Kohler bathroom fixtures, which have supposedly a lifetime replacement. And I've already ordered a new valve. I have a combination fiberglass tub with a shower, and it hasn't been used in a while, and I am concerned that the new valve that I got from Kohler a couple years ago, maybe I don't know if there's anything that could wear out or dry out. And then I have a tub in the master bath that was rarely used, but now my daughter moved in, and same concerns there. It's like, what should I do? Is there a risk that seals or something is going to dry out.
Well, it's a remote possibility that there is, because a lot of times plumbing fittings, especially drain lines, kind of rely on moisture and the water there to almost swell that up a little bit to tighten it up. So it's possible that you could have, you know, some dry rot in there, but it's very safe to go in and give it a try. Now, what I would do is have someone standing in the house near the shower when you turn the water on, just to make sure there's not a strong sound of water rushing out. That's the first thing I would do. Just turn that on slowly, leave it on for a little while, walk around the house. Is the house on piers to where you have access under it, or is it on a slab?
It's on a slab.
Okay. All right. Well, you won't hear water out, you know, down below it then, and that's probably even a safer situation than it is on a slab. But still, I would walk around anywhere you have plumbing inside your home and make sure you're not hearing anything. Then turn that shower on, flush the toilet, and continue really looking carefully there. And usually, as soon as it receives a little bit of water in it, it will react. Same way with P-traps in your sink, the P-trap that's below your slab in your shower, and all of those things should react and work just fine. But I would load it up a pretty good bit with water, flushing the toilets, and then just kind of walk around and look around the perimeter of the house. Make sure you're not seeing any water puddling there, which could indicate a leak under the slab and roll, you know, and going out to the outside perimeter of the house. But I doubt you'll have any problem. You should be in good shape.
Now, these bathrooms are both on the second floor.
Okay. No problem. So, that's just, then you'll just want to make sure that when that water's running, is to really look carefully underneath there to make sure no leaks are showing up on any ceilings. And you'll hear the drip, drip, drip a lot of times. So just, you know, don't have any music going on, make it real quiet in there, and then just walk around and just let that water roll for a little bit. And that will kind of ensure that you don't have any problems once you start using the house on a regular basis.
Okay.
So hopefully you're in good shape. If you run into any problems, just let us know. But I think you're going to be in great shape on that, Joanne.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, our pleasure. Thanks for being a part of today's Homeowner Radio Show, and hope you have a great weekend. Let's get back to some emails here. Birmingham, Alabama. Janet says, our new refrigerator has an indoor ice and water dispenser. It works well, but I don't like the taste of the water. Is there some type of filter that I could put on the water line leading to the dispenser, and do you think I can install it myself? Well, Joe, again, a lot of people just not realizing that there are lots of filters in your house.
That's right.
And every refrigerator, as far as I know, every refrigerator that has ice and water on the door also has a filter. You might have to do a little searching for it, because some of them are behind the refrigerator. Some of them are built into the refrigerator, and more the manufacturers on the newer units are making it very easy to find that, because it's used quite a bit. But that could easily, an old filter like that, or possibly one without it, could affect the smell of that water.
Yeah, I've never heard of a refrigerator that didn't come with a filter on that line. The problem is it's a very basic filter. It's essentially a sediment filter. It just keeps chunks of debris from clogging up the works inside your refrigerator. But most manufacturers, in fact, you can call the manufacturer of her refrigerator. They do make an upgraded filter. And if the manufacturer doesn't, there are certainly other companies. ECOPURE, EcoPure, pure water filters. There are companies, that make inline filters for ice makers, and they're specifically designed to remove more, not contaminants necessarily, but more things that would make the water taste a little funny. And that's the best you can do. I mean, if that doesn't work, then she obviously has to have water tested, because maybe it's, and I'm assuming this problem's only with the dispenser at the refrigerator, not the whole house. But yeah, I think Culligan makes one too. It's called the Easy Change Inline Ice Maker Filter or something like that. So she could find filters made specifically for this problem.
Hey, when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio, hey, let's talk garage doors with our friends from Wayne Dalton Garage Doors. All of that and a lot more coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Since 1982, Exmark has been dedicated to building the world's finest mowers. These machines provide you with a quality of cut that seems impossible, dependability you can measure in lifetimes, and an operator experience like none other. Because Exmark believes, if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Visit Exmark.com to discover a one-of-a-kind ownership experience and see the difference for yourself.
Our friends at Deitch Coatings have done it again. Transform your patio, porch, or walkway with their spread stone decorative concrete resurfacing kit. Everything you need in one kit to create a stunning new surface. And there are five colors to choose from. No artistic skills needed. Just roll on the coatings following the four-step process. Get more details and order your kit today at the Home Depot or DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Hey, I'm Chelsea Lipford Wolf. I'd love for you to check in and see what projects I'm working on in and around my house. All you have to do is type in checkinginwithchelsea.com into your favorite browser. You'll find my weekly blog projects and my feature web show with small, manageable DIY projects aimed at making your home your own. And if that's not enough Chelsea for you, find me on Instagram and Facebook for behind-the-scenes updates of what I'm working on when I'm not on Today's Homeowner TV. Again, that's checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Tite Bond.
If your toilet delivers weak flushes or takes forever to refill, it's time for a new fill valve, and the FluidMaster Performax valve is just what you need. Performax is specially designed to boost your toilet's performance by providing a powerful, reliable flush every time, so you have a cleaner, more efficient toilet. Plus, it's one of the quietest valves on the market, and it's easy to install. With adjustments for both tank and bowl water, Performax is ideal for both new and old toilets. Pick up yours at your local home improvement store or visit shop.fluidmaster.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Installing electrical switches and outlets is time-consuming, even for pros. But Leviton is changing the game with their new Decora Edge line of wiring devices. Just push stripped 14-gauge or 12-gauge wire into a color-coded termination port and close a lever that clicks into place. It's faster, easier, and safer to install. Plus, the connections are all inside the device, so there are no exposed metal parts to worry about. Find out more at leviton.com/Decora Edge.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here. And hey, you know, we get a lot of questions about garage doors, extremely important part of your home. So I thought it'd be great to bring one of our friends in from Wayne Dalton brand manager, Alex Ligarotis. And hey, glad to have you on the show.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, you know, so many times you have houses these days, and been quite a trend over the last few years, that the garage door or doors are very prominent from the front of the house. So only makes sense that it needs to look as good as the rest of the house. And boy, it's amazing, Alex, what we've seen on some of the ROI studies, how garage door replacement went right to the top of that list.
Yes, absolutely. It's been one of the top ranking in that platform for a very, very long time. We were actually number one last year. And, you know, whenever we discuss curb appeal, I mean, it takes up a third of the front of your home. And, you know, it's actually a low investment with a very, very high return that not many people know about, that we're just trying to make sure that they do learn about.
Well, you know, I've used Wayne Dalton doors for years and years, and, you know, the quality is always better than most other doors, and also the variety. So I guess one of the first steps for a homeowner when they're tired of looking at that old door, or recently on the episode that we did where we had garage door replacement, the doors didn't even work. They had to manually move these doors and all. So I guess the first step for someone is maybe to go by the Wayne Dalton website and just start browsing a little bit at all of the different styles that are available. And for me, I always like a little glass in there. I like to introduce some natural light through the garage door. There's a lot to choose from, so I guess that would be the first stop.
Yes, absolutely. You can peruse through the site. You know, we've have quite a few different tools that we actually launched this year. We actually product comparison guide. That is very, very helpful for consumers to just understand the difference, because it also can be overwhelming. You know, you take the leap. You want to, you know, learn more about what's out there. And as you mentioned, there's a lot. You know, Wayne Dalton offers billions of configurations to sort through. So we tried to make it simple for the customer.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, we like to encourage homeowners on, you know, tackling do-it-yourself projects and things like that. But sometimes probably a garage door is something better left to a Wayne Dalton professional, because there's certain things there. You got to get it adjusted right. You really have to have a knowledge, special tools. It has to be mounted properly so that it'll continue working like it should and, you know, remain, you know, there for a long, long time. Do you have a locator on the site to be able to locate your local Wayne Dalton dealer?
Yes, and definitely agreed. You know, we want to make sure that it's installed properly and working for everybody, and you kind of get that white glove treatment from our dealer network. But yes, you just go to our website, wayne-dalton.com, and click where to buy, type in your zip code, and you'll find our professionals near you.
And, you know, some of the things, of course, technology sneaking into everything, but, you know, to have the wireless enabled openers and to be able to really monitor your garage door, because, I mean, how many times have we gotten in the car and taken off, got halfway to work and go, I don't know if I pushed the button or not. I have used that more than once, as well as allowing people access into the home. So I'm sure that's been a very popular feature that y'all have been able to provide for quite a while.
Yeah, we're very excited about our partnership with Genie and just some of the advancements that they've made even just over the past couple of years. It's definitely a great partnership between the two brands.
So if you've been driving up to your house and kind of cringing a little bit when you're seeing that sad old garage door, the process to get a brand new one that'll be more efficient and wireless enabled and a lot of other features, all starts by going to wayne-dalton.com, and you'll be able to see something that'll work perfect on the front of your house. Alex, I really appreciate you being with us, because we get so many calls about this, and it's great working with you guys.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
I tell you, Danny, one of the best things for a homeowner is looking for a garage door is to go and use that online visualizer.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't used one in the past, it's essentially you take a photograph of your home, you upload it to their site, and then you can take their different garage door offerings and plug them in and just see what it looks like. And you'll instantly know as you scroll through which ones you really like, which ones look great, especially if you have a particular architectural style of your house. And the other thing that's important is getting a door that's insulated. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, no one really thought about insulating garage doors. So like I live up in New England, so, you know, insulating a door is extremely important. If you have an attached garage, you know, it keeps it a little warmer in the winter. But, you know, we talk here all the time, people in the South, Danny, the garage gets way too hot in the summer. So the insulated garage door has benefits year round.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, also when you're trying to visualize what it'll look on your house and you start digging through the Wayne Dalton site and you realize, okay, I can have windows,
right.
You know, glass. Yep. But wait a minute, there's all kinds of different glass. I can have two, I can have six, I can have partially covered, I can have, so there are a lot of options, which is good, but it makes it a little more of a challenge to decide. But anyway, wayne-dalton.com, you can find out all that you need to. Hey, coming up, it's Simple Solution Time. Don't go anywhere. Joe's got a good one for us. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag. Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
If you're an explorer, we want to invite you to make our home, Mobile, Alabama, your next adventure.
Explore the great outdoors on America's Amazon, the Mobile Tensaw River Delta.
Explore science and technology with the whole family at the Explorium Science Center.
Explore fantastic cuisine at unique restaurants throughout the city.
Explore our history in museums, forts, and sites like Battleship Memorial Park.
Plan your next adventure on the Gulf Coast at mobile.org.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with the Simple Solution Master, Joe Truini. Joe, pull one out of your hat and share with us another simple solution.
I'm so glad I got promoted from guru to master. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, sir. All that hard work and diligence has paid off for you.
Finally. Okay, Danny. This is a tip for when you're prying baseboard molding off of a wall. It's often necessary to pry against the wall, but if you're not careful, of course, you can dent the wall or bust right through. So you want to prevent that. So the trick is to take a 1x4 or 1x6 and put it against the wall and pry against that. But, and this is important, make sure that the 1x4 or 1x6 is at least 24 inches long. This way it'll span a couple of studs, which are typically 16 inches on center. Because if you don't, then, you know, if it's a short piece of 1x4 or 6, that could dent the wall. So you want to make sure you span a couple of studs for extra support. And not only does the board protect the wall from any damage, but also it'll act as a fulcrum, making it a little easier to get the baseboard off the walls.
Well, you know, if you take your time on a lot of the deconstruction on different projects, boy, I used to go in there and just go wild with it. And then, you know.
Really, that's so hard to believe.
I know. A week later, a month later, or whatever, you're needing that special little baseboard that you just can't buy. You only need 3 foot of it, and you remember that was what you just crumbled up in little bitty pieces. So, yeah, you want to make sure that you're careful on any of that deconstruction aspect of it. Hey, if you heard earlier, I did make an announcement, or if you've been able to see some of our social media. Yes, I am slowing down. I'm going to retire. But does it mean no more today's homeowner? The radio show will continue until the end of the year. Joe and I are going to plan on having a lot of fun with you and answering as many questions, providing you as much information as we can between now and then. But Joe, I realized
what's that?
A couple of my friends very caringly ask, "Are you okay?" And I go, I said, yeah, I'm fine. They go, well, I would have never thought you would retire. Are you sick? No. Did you hear something?
I'm sick of working. That's why I'm sick of. Yeah.
So yeah. it made me realize, I want to tell everybody, hey, yeah. I'm fortunately very blessed with a great health and everything, and that's not what is spawning it. And also my construction company that's in Mobile, Alabama, celebrating our 45th year, is not affected by it at all. My guys there are doing great, having one of the best years they've ever had. So some things are affected, some things aren't, and, of course, all of the television shows will continue on all of our streaming platforms, that you'll be able to see over 550 episodes of the show, and you won't have to worry about that at all. Hey, but this week on the Today's Homeowner Television Show is the last show of our 25th season, and of course we will be repeating a number of the real popular shows that have come up, but this is the week that we do the big community service project out on the USS Alabama Memorial Park. Now, we put more into this show than just about any show we've done. Can't wait for you to see the tremendous close that we have with about 200 people on the bow of the ship and lots of other little things that went into this very special show that I want you to be able to see. So just head over to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see the show in your area. Joe, I can't wait for you to see all the work we were able to do to a battleship and the surrounding grounds in just 1 week.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I've seen the battleship. I've driven past it many times during all my trips down there. And again, I'm sure the community and the people responsible for this battleship park are very appreciative of all the time and energy you put into it.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Matter of fact, they gave me this fantastic piece of teak wood that came out of, it was original from when the ship was built all those many years ago.
That's
put
great.
A nice little plaque on it celebrating our 25th year. Just a very special something I'll hold on to forever and find a good spot on my wall somewhere to display that. Hey, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending some of your busy weekend with us here on Today's Homeowner Radio.